You may be seated. Turn to the 35th chapter of Isaiah. I don't want you to think about being abused or accused or condemned in any way at this hour, because the message that I'm about to teach has brought somewhat condemnation by rules and regulations. And we're not dealing with rules and regulations, we're dealing with truth and grace, okay? And I think a whole lot in life have been forfeited because of not knowing the things that I'm about to share today. So I have to follow after the Holy Spirit, because this would be apostolic and prophetic in its setting, and it's in government or dominion that the Lord wanted his children to walk in, but religion replaced it. And going to church replaced it, and it wasn't the intimacy and the power and the glory and the victory that God has created for his children. So they were detoured, deceived, and walked in a, for lack of a better word, downgraded life. And the time has come, because of the evil and satanic forces moving at a fast pace, there's a remnant in the church that's going to know how to handle it. And the subject matter, what I'm about to deal with this morning, is so heavy. It take time to, but it'll change everything in your life. I'll say 8 or 9 things, it'll change everything in your life. But when I mention it, you're going to cringe, or you're going to think about wearing a long dress. You'll think about you can't wear no makeup. You think about, you know, woman can't walk ahead of a man. So stuff like that, all these rules that are made, you know. Holiness. While we're on our knees, the Spirit of God gave me a definition for holiness. Holiness is heaven manifesting on earth through a person. And when a person know how to function in holiness, it caused all heaven to bow in their direction. That's why the enemy and the world took the word holiness and put it in another place and tried to make it a outside conduct without inside ruling. Holiness, let me talk to y'all, look at everything. Look this way. Holiness. I'm talking about holiness. You looking to see who coming in. Holiness. Holiness. Your life is about to be changed. Every child of God is designed by God to walk and to live in his holiness. Meaning that heaven will be with them all the time. Amen. Holiness will create days of heaven on earth. But the word, see, the word been so chopped up by different rules and different regulations, the joy and the peace of it, the church have not enjoyed. So I want you to look with me in Isaiah 35. I want to look at 3 verses, verses 8, 9, and 10. Now, this chapter consists of 10 verses. It talks about the millennium period when everything gonna be calm, cool, and collective, and God gonna be in charge. But the Messiah brought that to you already. So if you can walk in holiness now, all these things in his voice will start manifesting in your life. And in the morning, I want you to read it. It's 10 verses in that chapter. I've been reading them all the week, praying them all the week, listening to them. But notice this 8th verse. And a highway shall be there. You see that?
Yes,
now notice what he said, because he sort of repeated himself. And a way.
Yes,
he just told us a highway will be there. Then he said, and a way. You seeing it?
Yes,
watch what he said now. And it shall be called. The way of holiness. How many see it?
Yes.
Look what it said next. The unclean should not pass over it. But it shall be for those. And he said it, the wayfarer, that means walking men. Men walking this type of lifestyle. Wayfaring man, though fools should not err therein. I mean, you could be foolish if you just line up. You'll be able to walk it. No line should be there. What that make you think about? Huh? No line should be there. In other words, Satan, that's what it is. No line coming against you. No line should be there. Nor any ravenous beast shall go up there on. It should not be found there. Huh. Get your pen down the line.
Yeah.
But who?
Redeemed.
Sure.
Thank you, Father.
I just want to ask you a question. Are you redeemed?
Yes.
Why wait later? He didn't say the redeemed later going to walk there. And then look at, I want you to think about 3 words. It's actually 4. Revelation, redeem, repent. A powerful word. Repent is a powerful word. To walk on the street of holiness, this highway of holiness, repent is a powerful word. It's not a bad word. We all need it. We're all going to make a mistake. You ain't say, Lord, let me make a mistake, 1 mistake today. You ain't got to pray about that. But repent is a good word. It's not a bad word. It put us back in position. Whoa. Repent, do what? Put us back in position. In the spirit. In holiness. In righteousness. In our redemption. So it's a good word. It's a divine password. From satanic vices back into your position with God. So repent is not a bad word. Holiness is not a bad word. Are you following it? And the other word was ransom. We paid for.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Your blessed life is paid for. Don't walk where Satan wants you to walk. Don't let him lead you. Don't let him feed you. Don't let him show you an invention is greater than you as a creation. Amen. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Look at this thing. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, if you walk through it, I'm going to run through it right quick. If you walk through it, I'm going to run, but you walk through it, you'll see a lot of things that concur because of that 8th verse, and a highway shall be there. And he told us what it was. It's the way of holiness. All right? Now, look with me at John 16 and 12, and there's a text in Hebrews 5 that we have to look at. But look with me, because you're not going to be able to go here when I start unfolding some things to you, what you should be having. I was talking to a businessman. I'm going to put it out right now. I was talking to a businessman, and I told him the Lord has assigned me to make 24 millionaires with no debt. Now, you see, you got people millionaire, but he got a lot of stuff borrowed. No, I'm talking about 24 millionaire, debt-free millionaire. And so he didn't answer me. I told him, I rebuke you. He said, what? I said, you didn't say I'm one of them. He said, well, I thought about it. I said, well, say it then. He said, yeah, I know three guys in here now. And it's very easy. It's very easy. See, I'm not talking about investment. I'm talking about revelation. I'm not going to talk to you about it too much. But he told me that before I leave here, I'm going to make 24. And those are going to be the train others how to go there. See, because it's going to be people who are not after money. Let me go with my text now. And you said, now, I wonder who we do. Let me be in a meeting of man say that. Let me. Shoot. I don't know who the other 23 is. Yes, sir. I receive, sir. Well, since he did that, they're going to have to be connected, and they're going to have to sow heavy. Now, what heavy sowing? Heavy sowing is at your level. Here in John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Then he talks about the Holy Spirit will enable you to bear them, right? Go to Hebrews 5, because I want to show you this, because I'm going to read a scripture that has whooped us for years. We have not understood it because we had not grown enough spiritually to be able to understand it. In other words, if you're going to walk in the way of holiness, you're going to have to grow up. And your little Sunday school lesson and going over to Sam's scriptures, you're going to have to leave that. Things about to become more powerful in your life. Tell somebody that things about to become more. Ooh, I want to scream, man. I want to scream. Things about to become more powerful in your life. See, we're going to have to leave Sunday school right now. I receive. That's a $500. We've got to leave Sunday school right now. So now, how can I say this? Let me say this now. I'm going to try to explain it. No one under my voice who is saved disqualified for what I'm talking about. Write on your note, holiness training. holiness insight. Just write it down there, because I want you to have that. Because you see, it might not sound like much to you, but it's heaven in disguise. Holiness is so powerful that the enemy did not see. He wants you to think you can't be that because you got some flaw. Holiness does not mean flawless. And so that's one of the, I want to shout, man. That's one of the tricks he had played on us. We can't be who we need to be because he's telling us who we're not. He operating on the flesh and the outside, and we are told to be holy on the inside, that the holiness on the inside can overtake the flesh on the outside. So when the word holiness or be holy come up, you know, you pass it on to somebody else. No, he's talking to you. Flaws and all. Because someone who learned how to walk in holiness opens all the valves in heaven. In Hebrews 5, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principle, the first principle, the first principle, the first principle. That's all the church doing, going around teaching the first principle of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. Holiness is strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14. For strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You get that certain growth in the spirit world, your senses know that's wrong. But these scriptures of the Baptist boys puzzled me for a long time to teach holiness. I have to show you these scriptures here. Because I said, man, they're calling this elementary? And if I'm looking at it right, that's all the church doing is this. These elementary things. Look in the sixth chapter now. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. What? Not laying again the foundation of repentance for dead work and faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism. What? And of laying on of hands. These elementary stuff. And resurrection of the dead. Everybody you ought to know that if you're a Christian. And of eternal judgment. And this is what we do if God permit. But he says those things should have been taught at the beginning of your section. In the things you should have knew about baptism. You should have knew about laying on a hand. Laying on a hand is no big revelation. Are you listening to me? Remember what he said? Jesus said, there are many things I won't say to you, but you can't handle them now. Now, as we get into this aspect of being trained in holiness, go back to Isaiah 35 again. Let's look at these verses again, and then I'll begin to give you some scopes here that you need to have. Take this note. How many Christians are here? All right. Holiness is in the center of your being. Holiness. Say, holiness is in the center of my being. Now, here's some words you got to have. Loving, surrendering, yielding, and flowing. Loving, surrendering, yielding, and flowing. Now I got to get you some other words to go with it. From within. Interior. Inner man. Here's another statement. Maturing on the inside. Surrendering of the will. And I heard this when I said that. I hope you always listen to me. I heard this when I said that. The fight is over. You will win every time when you start living from the inside receive, sir. I receive, sir. I receive. $50 check. I receive. $50. I receive. Listen. Listen now. Listen. Listen. Well, I told you to turn back to the text, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, read verse 8 with me. Go ahead. So you see, it should be called what? The way of what?
Holiness.
That's the secret, the way of holding it. Now, let me begin to tell you some things that happened to you. Oh, my goodness. Look at the first verse of that chapter. Before I give you about 6 or 7 points I want you to have and leave with. The willingness and the solitary places shall be glad for them. And the devil shall rejoice. And blossom, you about to blossom. You thought you were living. You about to break out on every hand. Because this is supernatural, man. This is supernatural living. I received that. This is supernatural living. Supernatural. That's $500. Supernatural living. Blossom. Say blossom.
Blossom.
Well, y'all know what blossom means, right?
Yes.
I'm about to come up out of here. Look at the word. Look. Glad, rejoice, and blossom in verse 1. Glad. Come on. Highlight them there for them to see it. Put them color on them. Glad. That's what holiness will do for you. I dare you tell somebody, I'm about to blossom up in here. Look at verse 2. Oh, huh? It shall blossom how?
Abundantly.
And rejoice. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellent glory. Excellent. Look at the word. Glory. Excellent. See, all this in holding it. Glory. Excellent. The excellent of Carmel and Sharon. Now you look that up. You will see these are great places. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. You can't see that without being on the highway of holiness. You can sing all the song you want, pray all the prayer you want, until you get on that highway and understand that highway. Strengthen in you the weak hand. Hand ain't gonna be weak no more. And he said, and confirm the feeble knees. They ain't gonna be feeble no more. It's $100. They ain't gonna be feeble no more. Look at verse 4. Say to them that have a fearful heart. See, there's no fearful heart rolling. That's $500. No fearful heart going to be on the highway of holding it. See, that's why he wanted us just to keep teaching about baptism. Teach laying on hand. He don't want us to graduate and get on this level that correlates with heaven down here. He put it in us so we can live holy down here and have such a connection with heaven that whatever touch us, touch heaven. But see, the enemy as well as the church grab our flaws and trying to make holiness just a conduct on the outside. The way you wear your hat. Say to them that have a fearful heart, be strong. I'm saying that to you right now. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Everything you can't see now, you're about to see it. Everything that would improve your life that you could not see it on the way of holiness, you will not miss another blessing. You will not miss another package God sent to you. He's been sending packages to you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I wish somebody in here would help me. That's $100. Young man, I received. That's another $100. Young man, I received. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's $100 I received. I ain't missing. Tell somebody, I'm not missing no more blessing in my life. May I tell you what I'm hearing? Huh? I hear the blessing coming. Oh, listen to me. That's $500. I can hear blessing. I've trained myself so much, I can hear blessing. I don't have to see him, I can hear. I hear a blessing coming now. See, some of y'all don't want to shout. Y'all don't be able to do it now. $300 here. The blessing, yes, sir, that's $500. The blessings are on the way. And I'm on, that's $100. I'm on the right street. That's $500. Yes, yes, ma'am, I receive. Whether you know it or not, you're not on the same level now that you came in here this morning. Apostolically and prophetically, you have been raised to another level to live another kind of life that only a remnant in the body of Christ is going to live, because you have to be taught to live like this. Yes, sir. I receive. That's $500. That's $300, right? That's three, right? 300. So why? I'm receiving these people seed. That's what I'm doing. That's $1,000. I'm receiving these people seed. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm receiving their seed. Yes, that's three. I see it. Sit down. Y'all sit down. What y'all all up for? Y'all getting all excited. 200. I receive. Come on, just want to read the Bible. Just read the Bible. This thing is so powerful. 10 verses. Look at verse 5. Then the eyes, I receive something. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Now, woo, yo, I got to say this now. I got to say this. Y'all have mercy on me now. I got to say this. There have been some deafness in us by staying in the elementary grade in the spirit. There have been some blindness. Come on, dear. There have been some blindness. Come on, listen to me now. Blindness. God is $100. God is trying to get, have been trying to get you to see something, trying to get you to hear something, but the invention was too loud. I receive. It's another $100. And the inventions had your attention too much. So, yes, sir, that's $200. So blindness, deafness. Now, see, some of y'all can't get the revelation because y'all worry about the money. Y'all, why are they bringing the money? Just don't worry about that, baby. You ain't brought nothing. Just shut up and listen. Get the revelation. This, I'm anointed. Oh, see, all the revelation. You, oh, look at that, God. She don't know how much that is. What? You get around me, it drives you out your mind the way God used me in the ministry. Because I'm an apostle of finances. Yeah. These people are trying to get somewhere. Yeah. Shoot, you down there talking about, what she bringing? What them people coming up there for? I know you never saw that in your church. And if your church is not connected with our church, you ain't going to see it. Man, right up told me he had a surprise, $250,000. Is that a surprise? Connection. Receive. $100. You see some people walking with $100, $1,000, $500. I'm sitting on my porch, and my wife and I sat on the porch for hours. I was on the porch, and I saw a lady. I know that lady. And this is a sawing pause. Y'all just hold up. And so this lady, and she left. The next day, she come. My wife, Ma, was sitting on the porch. She come to the fence, said, "Your dog not out, huh?" I said, "No." She woke up, and she said, "I saw you yesterday, but you were gone inside before I left. But she couldn't get it off her mind. She wanted to sow a seed. She came back to sow that seed. The next day, found me and my wife on the porch. Sowing is important, children. Come on, let me take you a little further. Because some things I'm about to tell you, some things I'm about to tell you in a few minutes, you might move tomorrow. Heavy, hang over your head, I receive. Heavy, hang over your head. Tell somebody that. Heavy, hang over your head. I receive, John. Yep. It's $1,000 check. Ready to move. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I receive you. I receive your seed. Huh? Listen, look at verse 6. Then shall the lamb man leap as an hart, that's a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall water break out and stream in the desert. I receive. Ready to move. $300 check. Yes, sir. Receive. That's $500. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. That's $100 I receive. Verse 7. Anybody got any parched ground in their life? Anybody got something that's not working in their life? Huh? Yes. $30 is her level. So at your level. Shoot, I ain't scared of you. So at your level. Don't be embarrassed. God, Duggan, you come up. You hang around here, you'll come up. Some of these people weren't able to sow like this. This girl, you're 10 years old, sowing $350. Her daddy taught her that. $200. I need to finish my sermon, but y'all boys just as blind as a baboon. I want y'all boys to step up. Ask these girls to go out or something. God, Duggan, I get so mad. Y'all riding around the truck, y'all bunch of boys on the truck. Get y'all tail out that truck and get a girl in that truck, boy. These girls around you praying for husband. They ain't gonna be praying all y'all around you. Y'all boys got to stop hanging together. I got to preach, man. Stop hanging together and talk to them girls, man. God put you here to talk to a girl. Okay. Yeah, $500. Okay. All right, son. I'm going to finish reading in a minute. Yeah. All right. Y'all boys, act them girls out. I called a boy the other day in Sacramento. I said, what you going to do? Take the girl out. Are you go stop. Man, when I was 20 years old, man, shoot, a girl didn't stand a chance. What's your name? These boys, you're not a pretty girl. Everybody just, they're looking at each other. This is crazy. This is crazy, man. I'm going to have school for that. The boys of this church ain't going to be stupid. Now, somebody else might be stupid, but in this church, you ain't going to be stupid. I want you looking at some girl. Shoot. All these nice women, y'all want to be looking for her man, because y'all ain't finding them. Y'all ain't. Y'all want to hang together, talking about singing and wear all them old crazy clothes. Y'all about trying to look at them girls. Shoot. I messed my son. I know this is going to be something. I tell you, some people will hear this sermon and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, pastor, hallelujah. All right, take this down now. Shh. Number one, get ready to write. I may expound on some of it. Most Christians live their whole life in the immaturity of what happened on the outside. Feeling and other people's opinion.
My God.
I'm going to give that to you again, because this one of the things that's holding this highway of holiness is going to stop. Most Christians live their whole life in the immaturity of what happened on the outside. Notice that, the immaturity of what's happening on the outside. Good God Almighty. Feeling and other people's opinion. I receive. Feeling and other people's opinion. That's $100. Secondly, today, all those things change for you. By stepping into the apostolic revelation and the prophetic voice into a way called holiness on purpose and properly. Because your inside change, your dressing gonna change automatically. Oh, my goodness. Listen, we must stop going in the elementary circle about God and mature to a higher and deeper level of the Spirit. Somebody say amen on that. See, we've been going in an elementary circle. We must stop going in the elementary circle of water baptism. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. That should be, you should be in there already. Holiness is the divine character of God that have been placed in you. Holiness is the divine character of God that cometh from inside training and begin to manifest in righteous conduct without effort. I don't have to try to be holy. I don't have to make no effort to be holy. Holiness just come up out of me. So let me give you that again. You ready? Holiness is the divine character of God, I say it is already in you, that comes from inside training and begin to manifest in righteous conduct without effort. But become a journey and a lifestyle. By His understood presence. I understand that he with me at all time. I understand he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I understand that I'm never by myself. I understand that I always can live beyond possibility. Are you following me? A lifting is setting up under every part of your life now to expose and remove everything that has been holding you back from being, having, and doing all God has designed for you. Who heard that? Anybody heard that? No, it's happening right now. A lifting is setting up under every part of your life now. I'm talking about right now. No, y'all ain't getting it. Places, I received. Places, that's $200. Places you have not been able to get. It's like the Spirit of God, $250. The Spirit of God is under you right now, jacking you up. I dare you say, jack me up, Lord. Yeah, see, you're moving out of those elementary classes. You're about to move in the Spirit in a, woo! Ah! You're about to move in the Spirit. You're being jacked up. You're not for your own personal life. You're not teaching the doctrine of Christ. You're living it. You're walking in it. You're teaching it about lifestyle. Now you find somebody who's not saved and somebody who haven't been taught. You teach them that. But you're going on. I'm supposed to be powerful. I'm supposed to have the best. I'm designed to be healthy. I'm designed to live a long, strong, prosperous life. That's part of my makeup. But if I'm misinstructed, if I stay elementary all the time and I want to hear the same thing over and over again, tell me God with me. Tell me, no, God with you. Let him jack you up. People are tired of routine, going to church, clapping your hands, stomping your feet. No, you need up. I need to have some results in my life. I'm taking these diapers off today. I'm a grown woman in the Spirit. I'm a grown man in the Spirit. God, people, I want y'all to know that's another place God wants you to be in. Y'all love God. Now grow up with me now. Come on, grow up. Don't stay on that Sam level. Don't stay with that Sam stuff. It's time for you to enjoy life more and be more of a witness for God and be a mouthpiece for God and not only talk it but show it. A lifting is setting up under every part of your life. Under every part of your life now. A lifting to expose and remove everything that has been holding you back from being, having, and doing all God has designed you for. Being, having, doing. Say it. Being, having, doing. on this highway. You are designed to live and move and have your being in him. Things, life, prosperity, abundance, wealth, increase, overflow, already are yours. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Look at Romans 8:32, I think it is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us with all. See, watch what he said now. Spiritual blessing. So if I don't rise up spiritually, when I arrive spiritually, everything else got to open up. The Red Sea, the lion mouth, the fire stopped burning, everything. But I got to rise up spiritually. Blessed, put that scripture up there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What he said? Who what? Who what? Who what? Who has? What? How much? What now? Spiritual blessing. See, if you don't become spiritual, you're not going to be able to manifest the blessing. See, holiness is acknowledgement and carrying heavenly places on the inside of you. So all the spiritual blessings are already inside of you. Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to be a church member. Talking about when I get to heaven, what I'm going to do. I'm going to close. Jesus Christ. Things, life, prosperity, abundance, wealth, increase, overflow, already are yours. Yield to the position of the Holy Spirit today and enjoy the presence of God, the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the grace and mercy of God, and everything else good will attach itself to you. My, my, my. Remember this forever. The creator is greater than the inventor. Remember that. I want you to remember that. Every manifestation you will ever need, every assignment you're to carry out for God is on the highway of holiness. My goodness. Let me find a place here. You got your brother shouting clothes? By trying to make a man-made way of holiness on the outside, the real walk of life of holiness is from the inside. I'm going to show you two things. I'm going to close and pick up next week. Turn to Isaiah 52. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know you got to listen to this over, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know you wasn't messing around with kindergarten, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I want you to get a hold of it and listen at it. Isaiah 52:1.
Yes,
what the first word is?
Wait.
Oh. What the second word is?
Wait.
Oh. You know, you remember you shake that point the first time? You ever try to wake up a person who not easy to get up? Awake. He said it twice. Awake. Put on thy strength. O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall be no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. What you want me to do? Get up or sit down? Arise and sit down. Arise. See, you got to arise before you can sit down. That's what this, see, now I'm talking about holiness yet. See, we're talking about awake to holiness. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. Back in the first verse, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, plural, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth, there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus said the Lord, you have sold yourself for naught, and you shall be redeemed. Oh, I'm glad he said that. I'm glad he said that. Watch this. Watch this. Turn with me now. Turn to the 55th chapter of Isaiah. Invention, creation. We're talking about things that money can't buy. But then it'll produce everything you want. Look what it says. Ho, everyone that thirsty. Verse 1. Come on, close. Come ye to the waters. And he that has no money. Come ye. Buy and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without price. Why? It's already paid for. It's already paid for. Oh, I feel my Baptist coming on me now. It's already paid for. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Everything I need in my life is already paid for. Nobody can stop me from walking the street of holiness. Is already paid for. Nobody can hold me back. Nobody can hold me down. For I heard him wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. My, and with his stripes I am healed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, everyone that hang on the tree is a curse. But I wounded for my transgression. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What's your God? There's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. But I heard Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, come on, help me out. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Things that were tripping you before you came here this morning will not trip you anymore. You're walking on a street called holiness. Look at verse 2. I got to close. Look at verse 2. Isaiah 55, 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me. And eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even to show mercy of David. 2 Timothy, you can see man stand, I'm closing. Chapter 3, verse 5. We must stop this. If you don't, you learn how to walk on this highway of holiness we read, I want you to study that chapter, 35 chapter of Isaiah. I'm going to dig into some more. Having a form of godliness. Denying the power of hell when you don't walk in holy. Look at another scripture. Look at 1 Timothy 3, I think it is. Then, this, you know, I'm a Baptist, so this is my fifth closing. 1 Timothy. I thought he said he closed about 4 times ago. Yeah, I did. I got 2 more. Baptist, you to get about 7. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. That without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, believe on in the world, and receive up into glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So write this down while you're standing, because I got to give it to you. Holiness is operating in the Father's will, the Father's business, the Father's desire, the Father's face, the Father's plan, the Father's purpose. Don't you let nobody talk you out of your right because of a mistake. Jesus specialized in mistakes. See, you can't set your feel I'm talking to somebody else. He's talking to you. It's your divine right. Because you see, you're always one step from holiness if you're not walking in holiness. One step from holiness. You're saved, right? So if you're not walking in holiness, you're always one step from it. You know what it is? How many know the word? Repent. He that covers sin shall not prosper. He that confesses sin going to be cleansed. So all I'm doing is not covering sin. When I find out I've done wrong, I repent. That's all you got to do. He put it there for you. See, the redeemed can repent. And if you don't know that, if you don't grab a hold of that, you're always going to be trying to make it. Give me a head ball there. I close.